All right, well, thank you for joining us. We're going to be talking about upgrading BI tools and SQL Server reporting services. I'm Paul Turley. I'm a BI architect and mentor with SolidQ, and I'm joined here by Jim Miller, who is one of my associates at SolidQ. And this is the continuation of our series about upgrading BI projects. And so we're going to jump in and talk about business intelligence tools. Now, there are a number of tools and applications that are installed with SQL Server 2012 and SQL Server 2014 that are used to create and manage business intelligence projects. Of course, SQL Server Management Studio is used for all kinds of things, not only managing and administering your server, but as well as authoring queries, scripting objects, and it's an important tool to use in the BI realm. If you're new to BI but may have experience with relational SQL Server, know that Management Studio will also connect to instances of analysis services, both multidimensional and tabular, as well as reporting services for managing some objects and integration services now. So it's a very, very important tool in the BI realm. SQL Server Data Tools for BI is installed with the client tools with SQL Server and also available as a separate download if you choose to use a newer version of Visual Studio. So if you've installed the client tools for SQL Server 2014, you get the Visual Studio shell that's based on Visual Studio 2012 with the appropriate SSDT BI add-in to build your BI projects. But then if you're using Visual Studio 2013 or 2014, you'll need to download and install the appropriate add-ins. And those are pretty easy to find online. The analysis services multidimensional, analysis services tabular, and reporting services projects, and as well as integration services. Let's not leave that important project type and technology out, are all managed and created with the SSDT 4BI add-in. I also put Excel 2013 add-ins on this slide because if you are developing analysis services tabular projects, Excel is actually your cube browser now. So it's an important tool to install. And some of the BI add-ins that are now part of the Power BI suite are actually based on SQL Server technologies and are kind of joined at the hip with SQL Server. And we're in an age now where there really is kind of this gray area between SQL Server and Office and SharePoint. Those are all products that work together. So they're all kind of cousins and products that work together. So, as I said, the SQL Server Data Tools and Visual Studio are kind of have this symbiotic relationship. If you just install the client tools, then you get what you need to manage BI projects. But there are some added capabilities like version control that you would get with a retail copy of Visual Studio. All right, well, let's talk about upgrading report projects. So I wanted to start with kind of a roadmap of where we've been with reporting services and where the product is now. So we step back and look at when reporting services was introduced circa 2003, 2004 in preview, moving to RTM. It was really introduced with some basic capabilities as an add-in for SQL Server 2000. Separate add-in, you had to install Visual Studio separately to get bids, to be able to author reports. Great tool, and it used IIS as the web manager, the web service that reporting services sat on top of. In 2005, BIDS was a client tool that was installed with the product. We saw the introduction of a tool called Report Builder and semantic models, which was different from RDL-based reports, and we're going to talk about that here pretty quick. And then we saw some added features that I won't go into. In 2008, a lot of new features added, new chart types, new visuals. The Tablix replaced the table, matrix, and list as a more advanced way to consume data and group it. And essentially, when you added a table or you added a matrix, you were adding an instance of the Tablix, and then certain properties were automatically set by the designer. We also saw the introduction of Report Builder 2.0, which was not the same thing as Report Builder 1.0. And Early on, it was decided that Report Builder 1.0 and the original semantic models would be deprecated eventually, and Report Builder 2 was the introduction of a more self-service, more business user-focused design tool for reporting services. And then we've seen the continuation of that with the introduction of Report Builder 3.0 with 2008 R2, and then that endures through 2012 and 2014. A lot of new capabilities were also introduced in 2008 R2. So it's important to note now that Report Builder 1 and the old Report Builder semantic models are now deprecated and will no longer be supported. And then in 2012, we saw the introduction of the SSDT add-in that could be added to newer versions of Visual Studio and the SSDT for BI add-in. So hopefully that will kind of help frame our discussion as we move forward a little bit. You can upgrade reporting services much like other components, either using an in-place upgrade or a side-by-side upgrade. In-place meaning that we have one instance of SQL Server and we're using the install center to upgrade that instance. And when everything is said and done, you will have one upgraded instance. And there's no back button. There's no go back plan. That's a commitment to move forward to the new version. As opposed to a side-by-side upgrade where we leave the old instance in place. So let's say that we're moving from SQL Server 2005 to 2014. You're still going to have that instance of SQL Server 2005 with all of the features and services that were part of the original instance. And so a little bit of a safety net there, but it's less of a commitment, shall we say, to do that. So we can upgrade from SQL Server 2005 Service Pack 4. So make sure that you're patched up to SP4 if you're on SQL Server 2005 before you upgrade, and then, of course, every version of SQL Server since then. And yes?
Yeah, Paul, if you're using SharePoint integrated mode, is the in-place upgrade any more complicated, or is that the same as using native mode?
I'm glad you ask. And the simple answer is no, it's the same, because reporting services is reporting services. So when it's integrated with SharePoint, SharePoint's another layer that sits on top of your solution, but it consumes reporting services. Yeah. And when reporting services is configured, it has to be configured to support SharePoint integration, but it's still the reporting services service, it's still the web service endpoints, it's still all the same components, so the upgrade really is the same experience.
Okay.
So migrating from reporting services 2005, first thing to note is that that reporting services no longer requires IIS, and this was always a big effort when configuring reporting services in 2000 and 2005 was setting up the web server. In 2008, that was no longer necessary. So if you're moving from 05, know that you don't have to configure IIS, and it won't be used moving forward. It actually uses the http.sys service, which is actually part of Windows Server now. It was introduced in Windows Server 2003. And it's really very black box. When you install reporting services in a newer version of SQL Server, it just magically works. And so there's a web server back there that just gets configured, and an administrator doesn't need to set it up. There's no cross-platform migration between 32-bit and 64-bit, so make sure that you are already on the platform that you want to move to. Of course, 64-bit these days is always recommended, especially on a production server, but you can't move from one to the other. Your configuration settings will be migrated, and in theory, all of that should just upgrade, but it's always a good idea to back those up. And if you have any custom configuration, so if you've added a custom rendering extension or security extension, and that really is an outlier. That's not the case with most SSRS deployments, but if you're in that camp of having modified your reporting services configuration, if you have special components or, let's say, security policies in place, you may need to reapply those policies and those configurations once you're upgraded. And then again, report models and Report Builder 1 reports are no longer supported. So not only deprecated, no longer supported. Will not be upgraded and can't be used in 2012 and 2014. So upgrading from Reporting Services 2005 again is really a pretty simple process. Once you've backed everything up and you're ready to pull the trigger, it really just is a matter of going to the installation center and choosing to upgrade. So let's jump in and do a quick demo. I'm going to jump over to my demo environment. The first thing I'm going to do is I have three instances of SQL Server installed on this server for demonstration purposes. I have 2005 with the relational engine with reporting services and analysis services and integration services installed. Here you can see the 2005 Management Studio with my relational databases. So here is the reporting services catalog and the TempDB catalog that's used by that old instance. And if we were to go out and look at Management Studio, you'd see the old Management Studio out there. And if we go to the file system, we can dig down through program files and SQL Server. And in SQL Server 2005, the folder names were a little cryptic than they are in newer versions. But here you can see reporting services. And here under the report server, this is the bulk of our configuration files, all .config files. Good idea to back those up. It's also a good idea to back up this database. So you just want to use Management Studio to back that up. And then the last thing that you'll want to do is use the reporting services configuration tool. So let me jump into SQL Server 2005 configuration tools. And we'll use the reporting services configuration tool connected to that instance to back up our encryption key. It's always a good idea, even if you're not upgrading, if you're making any changes on a server, to back up this encryption key. So this is a key that's used to decrypt sensitive information that's stored within that instance of reporting services. And it's really just a simple matter of clicking the backup button, providing a password, and then giving it a key file. And I've already done that, so we'll exit that tool. You can see here that here in my backup folder, I have backed up my encryption key. That's right there. I've also saved my password. Now, I would not recommend that in a production scenario that you put your password in a text file in the same folder as your encryption key. But you want to make sure that that's in a safe place where you can get to it. Because 3 years from now, another administrator is going to want to upgrade, and they're going to need this information. So it's good to keep it on hand. So I've backed up my catalog database. You'll notice that I didn't back up the TempDB database. I think it would be more convenient to back up both. But the Report Server TempDB database doesn't store any objects or any data that has to endure an upgrade or even a server rebuild. So it's not necessary to back up and restore that database, although it might be more convenient if you needed to roll back. Mm-hmm. And then my configuration files, this is just for safekeeping. Now I go to the installation center, and I can, first of all, make sure that my hardware meets current specs and that I have the right version of the .NET framework and other prerequisites installed. But if I'm ready to do that, I simply upgrade, provide a path to my SQL Server 2014 install media, and we work through the process. Watching that process in a demo is probably analogous to watching paint dry, so I'm not going to do that. But it really is a simple process. This is much like installing SQL Server, although some of those steps aren't necessary. So you'll be presented with things like service accounts and the features that you'll want to upgrade. Note that we do upgrade the entire instance. So you don't get to pick and choose, you know, just upgrading reporting services and leaving analysis services or leaving the relational engine. You're upgrading an entire instance at one time. And we can imagine what that looks like. So once we've done that, we should have our report manager with the new look and feel here, and we should have all of our reports in place. Of course, I launched that, so it opens up over the top of what I was doing here.
Paul, does that actually upgrade the reports themselves to the newer version of the RDL?
It does not. Now, and that's an interesting topic because that's not necessary. So upgrading the server is obviously necessary. The server and the services need to be in place. But current versions of reporting services actually support all of the old schema, RDL schema versions. And I'll actually demonstrate that here real quick. So if I jump over to my projects, right, so I have an old reporting services 2005 project in this folder. And if I go and open that with Visual Studio 2013 with SSDT for BI installed, you can see that it launches the upgrade wizard. This is actually going to upgrade the project, not the actual reports. It's going to say, okay, this is a one-way upgrade. This project will be upgraded. And this should be pretty quick because it's really only affecting the project and maybe the solution files. Then it gives me this report, and you can see a summary of everything that it did, but it didn't actually touch the reports. Mm-hmm. And these are the same reports that are actually sitting out in my new server right now, and they're going to run in that server just as well as reports that I had authored with the new tool. So if I jump over to my project here, and if we view code on one of these reports, we see here in the XML schema that this is actually the old schema. Mm-hmm. And it isn't until I actually touch the report in the designer that it will upgrade that schema. So we go and touch that report. Let's go ahead and run it just to demonstrate that the upgrade works. And unpin that so that we can see the report or not.
And this is also a one-way upgrade, what you're doing here for this individual report.
Yeah, it's always an upgrade. It's always a one-way upgrade.
Right.
Always a one-way upgrade. So there we see the report actual running. And then if we go look at the schema again, you'll see that it was upgraded to the 2008 schema. And what the designer does is it only upgrades the report as far as it needs to based on the features in that report. So if I had added some more features, let's say I had added a spark line or I'd added KPI indicators, we would see that this would be upgraded to a newer schema than 2008 in this case. Yeah. All right, so I think that concludes my demonstration. So let me jump back to my slide. So there's a quick walkthrough of the upgrade process. And of course, what we want to see when we get to that is a whole bunch of green check marks at the end of the upgrade, just to indicate that everything went as it should have. So all project upgrades are one way, as we just talked about. The RDL files are only upgraded to the new XML schema when necessary, as we just discussed, and each report RDL will be upgraded as it's edited, in mm-hmm. summary. Mm-hmm. So there's a quick walkthrough of what we just did with the summary report that shows us where we've been. My experience generally with reporting services upgrades has been very smooth. And that's not to say that things can't go wrong. But generally speaking, if you've backed up your configuration files and your database, and then you do an in-place upgrade, my experience has generally been that that's very successful and it goes very smoothly.
Paul, any complications if you had a SSRS web server farm? So you have maybe a load balancer that's directing to multiple SSRS instances. Any complications with that type of upgrade?
Well, of course. So the more components that we add to a solution, the more opportunity for failure. Okay. And so there's some added layers in that example that you just gave. And yes, of course. And I think that what would come into play there is that we're depending on IIS and the load balancing and the farm configuration, and then moving that to new reporting services, there would be some reconfiguration necessary.
Okay.
We definitely need to back up the bus a bit
and
rebuild that farm and the load balancing.
Okay.
Which brings us to the topic of backup and a rollback plan. So it's always important to have a plan B, and it's something that we've learned time and again in projects. We normally don't get called in to do the easy stuff. This is a short list of the configuration files that I had backed up earlier. So all of the reporting services server configuration files are in the report server folder. Under the old regimen of IIS, you also have the web.config and the application.config file. It may have some reporting services specific settings, so you may want to back up those files as well. And then there are some designer specific files, and that's not something I normally worry about, because we don't need to typically roll back to an old designer environment, but it's always good mm-hmm. to be on the safe side and back up anything that these are very small files anyway. Machine.config file is what I meant to say there. And so preparing to upgrade, so determine and evaluate the potential upgrade issues. Things like a scaled out environment could certainly be a factor. Any custom components, those are going to be tripping points that can certainly complicate things. If you have developed custom components, let's say that you have a custom .NET component that's referenced in your reports. So we may have the version of the .NET framework to contend with there, mm-hmm. and things like whether or not that's registered in the global assembly cache on your server. And so you'll need to work with the system administrator to make sure that all of those things are in place on the new instance. And then run the SQL Server Upgrade Advisor, which will do a good job of looking at your server and looking for compatibility issues or any other dependencies that you may have. So for an in-place upgrade, again, generally, this is a fairly straightforward process. You select the target instance. And then you upgrade, and you're going to end up with a new instance of SQL Server 2012 or 2014 with that instance name. And earlier in my demo, my instance name was SQL 2005. I'm going to end up with an instance of SQL Server 2014 called SQL 2005, so that can be a little confusing. The catalog database for reporting services must be in at least SQL Server 2008 R2. So you can move that all the way up to 2014 if you want, but as long as it's in 2008 R2 or after, it will work with 2012 or 2014. And then review the summary actions and click the upgrade button and commit. In a side-by-side upgrade, which essentially means that we're going to leave the original instance and report server in place, it always gives us this fail-safe plan to go back and just use that original instance if things didn't go as planned. And, you know, never hurts to do this. Always a good idea, especially if you have a very complex report environment. And by complex, that might mean that you have hundreds of reports out there that have been designed and evolved over many years. And so who knows what different developers and report designers have done as they've developed those reports, what dependencies might be in place, or what creative design techniques they've used. So that might be a good indication that a side-by-side upgrade would at least be a good first step to see how things go.
Paul, I talked to a lot of people who use SSRS to export to Excel.
Yeah.
And are any caveats to be aware of in an upgrade scenario where people are not just running the RDL, but then also exporting it into Excel?
So two things. One is that the Excel renderer has been incrementally improved over the last couple of versions of SQL Server. So generally, export to Excel is a better experience than it's been in the past. Okay. Now that's one of those things that as I go out and do consulting and talk to clients and they say, hey, you know, we develop these nice visual reports with charts and spark lines and scorecards and things, and then they export them to Excel and they're not happy with the results. Well, you know, if Excel was the ultimate target, why aren't we using Excel? But if there is justification for using reporting services to schedule subscriptions and to render to other formats and to have interactive drill down and drill through reports that we also need to export to Excel, generally that's better than it's been.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The second thing to note there is that The default Excel renderer is the Excel 2007 and beyond format, the XLSX format, mm-hmm. rather than the old XSL format. Did I get that right?
Yeah. This was 2003, if I recall.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
Right. Now, and I'm not quite sure if this is on the deprecation or non-supported list or not, but that rendering extension is actually still shipped with the product. It's just remarked out in the configuration file. So if you do need old Excel format support, you can actually enable that. I did this for a client not long ago, so I know it works. But that would be an exception and not something I would recommend to a client.
Yeah.
Yeah, good questions. All right, so troubleshooting and failed upgrade. So incidentally, this is a picture that I took in Hyderabad, India. So things can go wrong. You know, I think the more components that you have in the equation, the more opportunity there is for things to go wrong. And reporting services does a good job of logging errors, and it keeps its own trace log files. And In the report server configuration file, I'm not sure if that's the exact name of the file, but the main configuration file used with reporting services, you can actually change the logging level. And so if you do an upgrade and you go run reports in your server and it fails, you can go escalate that logging level for the trace logs, and then you'll get more verbose information. And it may give you a better indication of what's going wrong. And 9 times out of 10, or maybe 99 times out of 100, that's going to be a mismatched component. So it's going to be the wrong version of a DLL file somewhere, some dependent component, or it's going to be a security and authentication issue, which is really kind of our go-to. When there's a problem, when components aren't talking to each other and services aren't working, it's often authentication. And again, you'll find evidence of that in these trace files. A couple of key phrases to search for. These files can get pretty big, and there's just a lot in there to read through. So search for Watson bucket. That'll give you information about memory dumps. And then search for error, colon, exception has been, and then there can be all kinds of things at the end of that. So just good things to look for. It's good to kind of understand what's going on under the hood as you're doing this upgrade. It's a 3-step process. Starts with the global rules check, which if you run the upgrade advisor and use the planning resources in the install center, this actually will do that global rules check ahead of time, and then will alert you about any compatibility concerns, you know, firewall ports and outdated hardware, that kind of thing. It does the component update, replacing those DLLs and other component files, and then it goes ahead and does what you told it to do. It goes ahead and upgrades that instance as you had requested. The setup is called a number of different times, and then the details of those setup actions are stored in these files, the detail global rules, detail component update, and detail .txt files. So it'll actually record the begin, middle, and end of each of those actions as evidence that either succeeded or failed. So this is the list of deprecated features for reporting services. Bear in mind that reporting services really hasn't changed between SQL Server 2012 and 2014 much. And so this applies to both versions. So report models and Report Builder 1.0 reports, no longer supported. You just simply shouldn't be using them anymore. In rendering extensions, the device information switch for rendering extensions, these actions are no longer supported. They've actually been replaced by other actions. So it's not that features are going away. They've just been upgraded and changed. The RDL 2005 schema will be deprecated. So even though we did see compatibility for RDL 2005, that is on the deprecation list. So you will want to upgrade those reports eventually. And as I mentioned, the Word and Excel 2003 or 1997 to 2003. So it is the 2003 rendering. Format, that is also on the deprecation list, still available, but you should roll off of those as well. And by default, you will. They'll be upgraded.
So, Paul, is in SSIS, when you upgrade, it's an opportunity to refactor. With SSRS in an upgrade, is this an opportunity to do any housekeeping? Maybe reports aren't even being run anymore. They're just in the environment. Anything unique about this opportunity with respect to the overall maintenance of your reporting environment?
Well, I think that in any upgrade or maintenance cycle is an opportunity to review those items that you referred to. And the question of whether a report is in use is an important one, as you've seen, because you asked the question, as I've also seen. It's very common for reports to get deployed out to the report server, and you know they sit out there for years. And if somebody isn't going and visiting the logs and checking those things, then you know it's just something that needs to be maintained. So absolutely, and that's a step that I would always recommend in an upgrade. It's always a step that I recommend when we implement new BI solutions, as we transition kind of operational reporting environments into more BI-centric and dashboard-centric environments. We'll always go back and say, hey, you know, there's these 50 reports out in this folder. Are you actually using them? So, mm-hmm. Yes, it's an opportunity. You don't have to, and there's nothing automated about this process that's going to do that for you.
Sure.
But
sure.
I think that's always, housekeeping is always an important
sure.
step.
Sure. Maybe proliferation of data sources, which is a problem that can occur where everybody has their version of a data source maybe deployed into the environment.
I will say that we learn as we move forward, and product upgrades are a good opportunity to kind of step back and look at where we've been. How have we designed reports? So for example, a lot of folks migrating from other reporting tools are used to using subreports. Mm-hmm. And subreports are not a design pattern that I promote in the reports that I create. Sometimes they're necessary, and reporting services provide support for subreports. But it's not my favorite feature. It's mm-hmm. something that I try to avoid. And oftentimes, we'll see a lot of subreports in those old 2000 and 2005 reports that were created by people who grew up on other reporting tools and then moved to reporting services. This is mm-hmm. a good opportunity to step back and say, you know, there may be Excel rendering problems with those reports that contain subreports. This is a good chance to step back, redesign those reports, streamline them, use shared data sources rather than a lot of embedded data sources, for example. And and maybe an opportunity to move from native mode to SharePoint if you're in an environment where it makes sense to take advantage of SharePoint as well.
Sure.
Good,
thank you.
And then some other miscellaneous things on this slide that are just kind of good check boxes. In the category of things to know about if you're doing deep and advanced custom solutions. If you're using reporting services out of the box, you don't need to worry about custom report items. Some good information about the way that snapshots work. So the way that snapshots are architected is a little bit differently, and the way that instance caching works was changed a little bit. So you may need to reapply snapshots to reports after you upgrade from 2005. And then the web services endpoints have changed. There have been new web services added. So if your developers are using the reporting services web service endpoints, they may just need to change their references to the new endpoints. Which brings us to the summary slide. So the earliest version of reporting services that you can upgrade from is reporting services in SQL Server 2005 SP4, and then you can move those reports up to any later version, which of course includes SQL Server 2012 or 2014. And no significant differences between those two versions of reporting services. We talked about doing an in-place or side-by-side upgrade. Really depends on kind of how confident you are about how that will go. And if in doubt, then do a side-by-side upgrade or do a POC do an upgrade to a POC server and just make sure that that goes well. Always make a backup, even though it may look like things will go extremely well. Always good to make a backup of the database configuration files and that encryption key file. Run the SQL Server Upgrade Advisor for SQL Server 2014 to learn about any potential issues, any hardware or component compatibility issues, or anything that you may need to install or change in your environment before proceeding with your upgrade. When you install the client tools for SQL Server, that will install the Visual Studio 2012 shell with the SST for BI add-in, but then you can install newer versions of Visual Studio or different editions of Visual Studio to take advantage of things like source code control and development tools. And then you upgrade the reporting services instance using the SQL Server upgrade option, which is launched from the Install Center. So we have a lot of reference material here. Reporting services has been around for a long time, so there's just a lot of good reference material and a lot of good documentation out there because it's just a really well-supported product and a lot of good information from Microsoft. So with that, Jim?
Thank you, Paul. I always learn something new when I listen to you.
Well,
thank you very much.
And as well. So you as well, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you much. And thank you for joining us. And we'll see you next time. And we'll see you out there.